Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact. Impact talk for Impact fans as Alicia, our local knockout of the crew, says, welcome to the shit show. What's up, everyone? Hope everyone's doing okay.
I know
the weather has been a bone of contention for a lot of people around the country, and no matter where you are or where you're viewing and or listening to us from, hope you're staying safe and hope all is well. And if it isn't, we hope it certainly gets better for you. But you're here now, so hopefully we could take you away from some of the chaos going on around the country, given the climate changes and whatever. I'm making this political. I just hope you're staying safe. So to my left, your right, Bill is in the house.
Hello, hello.
And down below in the smokers area, we got Alicia.
I always think it's funny that you put a smokers on the bottom where it just clouds up to you guys.
The smoking,
so wacky.
The smoking section's on the floor.
It's on the floor.
Hope everyone in the chat is doing good tonight. Let me know how you're doing. And hell of an episode of Impact Wrestling tonight. But before we get to that, you know what to do, folks. Smash that like button, smash that sub button, ring that bell for notifications. If you're watching on Twitch, folks, it is Subtember. You can get 20% off your subs, or if you're gifting subs to other people. We had a few of those earlier in the watch along. Thank you very much. Always appreciate it. And I know our subs have dropped off due to the Impact content or lack thereof on Twitch.
So we lost
a lot of our subs, and that's understandable. But we still hope you stick around for the content we give you. And or if you're not big on Twitch anymore, hey, hop on over to the YouTube, and you can do all things with the super chat and super stickers on there. So, and that's all appreciated too. So no matter
what, I am brainstorming some ideas. Maybe for a Twitch exclusive, some Twitch exclusive content for our Twitch people. Maybe we'll co-stream some Bob Ross paintings. Who knows? We don't know.
Oh my God.
Well, happy little clouded all day.
You know, I hear there's a special on, I almost said YouTube, on Netflix.
I know Trent was talking about that on the Netflix. I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it.
But Netflix.
Well,
maybe.
I hear, I've heard good things about it. I haven't heard a lot, but I've heard good things about it.
Well, painting's really fun. I've done a paint and sip once, and that was really cool. So I could fuck with some Bob Ross.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, my Mrs. J-Bone has done that too with her daughter. She went to a place where they did like a paint and drink wine thing or whatever.
You bring your own, and you can bring your own like snacks and stuff like that, and you enjoy some alcohol and paint some shit. And they're all themed classes, so obviously when you sign up for them, you take your what week you're going to go for what thing. So, but it's really cool. Super.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what my wife painted. I can't remember. Something with it didn't have any happy little clouds in it, but nonetheless.
No happy little clouds?
Mine has some happy little trees, some happy little water, snow, all of it.
So I know there were some happy little drinks being drunk. That's about it.
That too.
Right? So let's see. As we're kicking this off, shall we
You want to start with a little news? Want a little news there, J-Bone?
I think we're going to start with a little news, and I think we'll all just kind of bring whatever we have to talk about.
All right, then let me get it going. And now.
Jiminy Christmas.
And now, J-Bone's news. Good contributions for all the ladies. But J-Bone, let's get some news going.
searching for my fake wrestling news.
Zach Bonifer with a it's a high night life for me. Okay. All right. With the leaf emojis earlier. That's lovely. All right. So some news. There's a few things going on. It's been a wild week in the world of professional wrestling. One thing I do want to touch on first, and I don't know if this crossed anybody's eyes, but it is absolutely worth mentioning. This last, I believe it was Friday, on the New Japan Strong Show, Josh Alexander had a match with one Daniel Garcia. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you have not watched this match, find a way to watch it. Seriously, this is just an absolute wrestling clinic. Unfortunately, it was only 10 minutes, but damn, it was 10 minutes of awesomeness. And if Daniel Garcia seriously doesn't come out of 2021 with a contract somewhere, damn.
You know, I think they I don't know the guy yet, but Impact Plus normally puts Josh's New Japan stuff on the app. So that might be a place to see it.
Hopefully.
It might already be on there. I'm double checking right now. As you continue, I'll confirm if it's on there right now.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't see it on there earlier today, so but you never know.
Sometimes they're like a week behind, but then they put it up there.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, they want to let it breathe on their service for a while, obviously. Yeah. But they've got a pretty good relationship with them. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it'll get on there. Or maybe it'll just end up on YouTube or who knows. Who knows? But yeah, go check that out. A former Knockout also made an appearance in AEW. As of, was that last night? Last night, I believe, during the tapings.
Yes, yeah.
Nevaeh.
Yeah, she did dark because they were in Cincinnati.
For real? That's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that she, okay, this is great. She deserves to be seen. Nevaeh is awesome, so this is great news.
Update. You didn't have that attitude earlier this afternoon, Alicia.
What do you mean?
Because I'm pretty sure we were talking about that in the chat. You were like really upset about it. Unless
not the
maybe
Nevaeh
something
thing.
Else in the chat. Maybe missed you were, that.
Yeah, you missed
that.
Oh,
okay.
Well, no,
sometimes
we'll
that chat
that
can
later.
Get all kinds of complex. So there may have been other things.
Okay. I didn't even know about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so I'm not. This is not me bragging, but I'm friends. I'm friends with her on Facebook, and Nevaeh Chris shared a lot of either
nice name drop by Jaben right there.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Well, we had Jake last week as a surprise guest, so like it's great news to see that the wifey is doing good things.
Hey, Trent. Trent, what are you doing in the chat? I didn't say, you know, I'm kidding.
Oh, whoa.
You're more than welcome
in
the
chat.
In the
private chat, I'm always pissed about everything. So just everything lights me up. So
I missed something in the chat that you were
upset.
Okay, all right. Well, there was a lot of, we talked about a lot of stuff.
A lot of topics went down today, so it's understandable.
And Big Kev is in the chat. What's up? So yeah, I mean, congrats to her. It's an appearance. I'm sure that'll pop up on one of the Dark, either on Rampage or Dark next week. One of the Dark shows for AEW. So we'll see what happens with it. But she's super talented. Jake was on Impact this past week. And like I said, light up social media. If you want Jake Crist back in Impact Wrestling, let the people from Impact Wrestling know. Let Scott know. Let I almost said let Don know. He's not a.
You don't know that. We don't know that for sure.
Okay. Well, okay. So you tag Don. Who knows? We don't know what's really going on with him. His link tree says something different. So who knows? Maybe he just doesn't
link tree. I think it's LinkedIn there, Jaybo. Link tree is where we sell merch.
Yeah, that right. Well, someone has to update our link tree. I don't know how to do that.
I have no control of anything. So
I don't know who did. Mark, where's Mark? Anyway,
Mark is doing Mark thing.
Mark is hello Oreo. Damn.
Other than that, what else is going on?
I don't know. Bill, help fill in the blanks here because I'm there's a lot going on.
It's a lot of loose impact connections with a lot of news, but it's in the show, but we'll throw it out there now because the chat's already.
Oh, yeah.
I say the big news, obviously, from tonight, Bound for Glory announcement, time change, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And like Emergence, it seems to be for AEW. Because they got pushed that night. So they're not on Wednesday with Dynamite. They're running Saturday night, the same night. So that's the reaction. It's well, what's the reaction for everybody on this? Because obviously it would have started at 5 p.m. for an 8 o'clock Eastern start. That is early for Vegas. I will not deny that. Since during this regime, the only times they went out to Vegas, they always had like 7 o'clock tapings normally. So that would be early for Vegas. People usually do things later at night in Vegas. So I'm not sure how much the live gate. I don't think that's what determined it. I think it's AEW that this is for. And it's what's your opinion on that? I was okay. It bothered me initially moving, but it was an Impact Plus show, so I was okay with it. For Bound for Glory, one of the two big shows of the year, because of the location, I'd say the biggest show of the year. To move that without, unless we're getting what I want to call a Phil Collins moment, where somebody shows up at the beginning of AEW, plays drums, and takes Tony's private jet to Vegas and show up in the main event, then I'm not for it.
Oh, geez. That's funny.
But it's definitely, it's moved, but. And you can take that how you will. Like, I know someone already said that it's going to be too late. That's late. I don't think Impact, to my knowledge, has ever started a pay-per-view that late Eastern time.
Yeah, that's going to be a first. Pretty so late.
You want to talk about buy rates. I'm worried. I have worries here.
Run this by me again.
Bound for Glory is going to start at 10 Eastern on that Saturday, October 23rd. So you're looking at like a pay-per-view that's going to end at maybe about 1 a.m. Eastern.
Depending on what's all happening, yeah.
So that means the TNI review show is going to be going until about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But no one cares about us. Oh, nor should they.
I feel some kind of way about this. That's really late.
It is.
Yeah, and they did say this. Yeah, and that's the thing. They're not catering, but usually they do cater to kind of East Coast time. That's just normal TV.
that's normal.
It is. Well, that's the TV business. But there will be more announcements tomorrow, as Eli is saying.
Yeah, and obviously with trying to include stuff from AAA, AEW, and New Japan. We might get more of that tomorrow.
Oh yeah. So like, and Kevin here, Wrestle Kingdom does air at 3 a.m. And I'll admit it. I've watched it that me and my buddy, I would meet him at his place and we'd stay up all night.
I have to
for the weekend, after doing that, but it can be done. I'm just saying it's a little inconvenient.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
It's late.
We're
late night people, so like it isn't really going to affect us. I'm worried about more casual people than us.
Yeah.
But Critical Thing's right. Wrestling fans are different. It's a different breed.
I'm old.
It is.
I'm not in that that young range that they're trying to reach. I'm going to be really tired.
And I feel like...
I almost want Kevin on here right now because this is the reaction I was hoping for. Ooh. Play it into me, man. Make it make sense. Just throwing the 10 o'clock at me threw me for a loop. But underestimating, that's what I said. If I get a Phil Collins moment, I'm all in, man. If you're going to tell me AEW's doing something crazy where their TV show is going to play in the Bound for Glory for like you have to do both, I could be all in on a storyline here. But just doing it, looking like someone said, "Hey guys, move the show." that's not interesting to me.
Yeah.
But I'm Vegas. Bet on it.
You know what?
If it can make sense storyline wise, just a time change without any other knowledge other than knowing what AEW is doing, that's the only thing I'm not thrilled by.
Yeah. So
we'll get into Trent says the demos, but the speaking demos. Of the demos, and first, yes, thank you, Ronan Blue.
Thank you, Ronan Blue, for the $1.99.
That's the next piece. Well, there's two pieces of news talking the demos. Nielsen suspended, so the whole ratings, let's just call it shenanigans that have been going on for years. Because if anyone knows how TV ratings are done by Nielsen. It's
wonky.
It's beyond wonky. There's the number of households that have Nielsen is like you're talking like 10,000 households determine what they then put out as millions of people what they would do. So these little the smaller TV stations get killed by this. They never do well. You have to be a big player to show any kind of ranking because most of these people don't have these channels. So that's why that's an issue. But I'm glad. Nielsen has been suspect for 20 years. So I'm glad they're suspended right now. But going into the other question here about tickets at Universal, because AEW, that's another piece of sort of Impact news because they are now going to tape Dark at the Impact Zone, Universal Studios. To be more precise, where Impact ended its run in Studio 19, not 21, where the early days of in like the Spike era. But I'm glad that wrestling is going back there. That feels right. I wouldn't have been against Impact doing something there at some point. Maybe they will now this is there. I believe they announced today for tapings this Saturday. So real quick turnaround. I guess they're just expecting all locals to show up. But they did it through Eventbrite, but it is free. You have to get a ticket, but it is a free ticket because that was always the thing at Impact. You can't charge other than when they have VIP packages. So I believe that will remain the same. So that covers that piece of news.
That's all right. That's all right. So yeah, I mean it's in or close to the former Impact Zone. You know that bunch of studios there. So it is interesting. It's
the same studio they ended in.
Oh, okay.
So like the last Impact that was there is that will be the same. Actually,
studio
here's a question for the people in the chat because John Byrne and Mr. BTI himself.
What's up, John?
And Kevin
he was looking dapper tonight as usual.
Is John Byrne making the trip out to Vegas?
Oh, you know it, baby.
I think John Byrne's got to go to Vegas. Oh, there we go. God save the son of a bitch that sits in my old seat in the Impact Zone. Well, that'll have them feeling some kind of way, Trent. They can't be sitting in my seat, but that's okay. That ain't my show. Although I've been to plenty of AEW shows. I think a lot of people don't realize that, J-Bone. I think I've probably been to at least a half dozen AEW live events.
Oof.
People think I'm anti-AEW, I hear, but that's okay. All I do is support wrestling.
He does. Yeah. He goes to a lot of wrestling. He goes to whatever he wants to go to. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong.
So that's most of the major news there. I know there's some other stuff with some where wrestlers are going, well, you know what? One other, we'll finish on last one. PWI's list came out. The top 500.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rich Swann ranked 10 as the highest. And you top can say 10, that's pretty baby. Much because he was in a feud with Kenny, but that 10 is as high an impact wrestler has been in a while. So okay, that's good. Some other ones in the top 100, like Rohit. He was in the top 100. Good for Rohit.
Nice.
I know a lot of people weren't happy that Josh was outside the top 100, like 107 or so.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Most of his big run, though, has been after the time frame. They ended in like June, July.
Okay. Who was number one?
Number one was former champion of Impact Wrestling, Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Former
Impact Which makes sense because they say they put a lot into titles, wins, losses, and he was champion in multiple promotions for most of the run. So that was pretty much a given. And then like Roe, he was number two, and he was pretty much champion the whole time up north. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. And I think someone said it great on social media saying, because Rich Swann's like Twitter account was hacked like years ago and he hasn't used it in forever.
Yeah.
And for him to be in the top 10 without like anything social media is saying something, because I think a lot of people with PWIs become not great. You have to do a lot of self-promotion. I wouldn't say it's a very exact the science of PWI. I know I've criticized PWI pretty heavily in the past.
A lot of people have. Yeah.
No one's going to be totally happy with how you do a list like that.
Because there are
definitely overlooks. There's favoritism. There's things they view and don't view. But overall, I see what they're doing for the most part. More of my issues in the past have been with what they're recognized as titles, which they finally corrected this year. So we'll see. But I think that's a good sign. Like, how you want to look at these relationships with other companies, it definitely helped in the eyes of a publication like that. Like it gave Impact more credit because of these feuds than they did in the past.
Well, and we've certainly waved the flag for Impact and hoping that they would get some more respect to the point that, maybe even some people from Impact Wrestling contacted them.
Pull my scarf!
Exactly.
I love that.
I do. And then, of course, you know, his former compadre has to jump
Hold
in.
Hold on. Calm down. Just breathe.
Jeez. So, congrats to Rich Swann. No matter what you think about the publication, it's pretty damn cool. You know?
That's good. Being in top 10, that's... Yeah. That's great. Like I'd like to see some people higher. I think Moose was second and maybe about 40 or so on the list, but definitely good for and everyone, because I know a lot of them put it out there themselves. So hey, that's great.
Yeah. And it's no matter what you think of the whole Kenny situation, the fact that he's a former Impact World Champ for several months. Or whatever it was, and he's number one. So that still in some way represents Impact Wrestling. So there you go. Anything else before we wrap up? I think that's it.
Like, there's obviously a lot of talent. Like I'll see a bunch of them Saturday at PPW, like on the Indies. And I know some other matches are being made with some of the talent out there. Let's get it going, Jaybo. We'll get the review going. And obviously anyone wants to drop something in the chat, we'll highlight it because it has been a busy wrestling news, as Jay said from the outset. A lot of stuff going on in the world of wrestling. So we could honestly almost do a whole show just on news and getting into it. So we're just hitting on some of those top pieces to start the show.
Right, yeah. But before we dive into that, I want to recognize our Patreons. In a quick little vid here, and before we dive into the review. So thank you to all our patrons this month. And to all our patrons, we say you are. There we go.
Our very old car. But, now, Jalen, was that the normal week?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't feel quite as sleazy afterwards.
No, that's it.
All right. Because I like feeling sleazy after that tune. And I don't know. It felt a little too nice. That's okay.
No, that's it. I don't want anybody feeling naughty after that.
Usually it's a little
we're not
naughty.
I'm trying to set that kind of vibe here.
I don't know. I thought he may have made a change, but I guess he didn't. But since John B's in the chat, one piece of news I will say is Saturday I will be seeing competing in the ring officially for the first time live.
What?
Mean Gia Miller.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
I thought
awesome.
You meant John was.
Oh, that'd be great if John came back to PA, did a little wrestling. John books a show. Right now, Gia books a show. I'm going to see Gia.
Where is she? I should say, who is she facing in the ring?
She is in it's a multi-person match with, I believe, Adina Steele did a one night only. She's in it. And, one half of the Neon Blondes, Danny Moe's in it. And then a couple others, but there we go. Never say never from John Burden. Watch out.
John is in tremendous shape. He should absolutely consider it. Trent, if you're the one who does the Linktree stuff, the thing that has to get changed is the putting in the shop.spreadshirt.com total nonstop impact link. That is what needs to get updated. So, Trent, if you wouldn't mind doing that, if you do that, I would greatly appreciate it. I might even consider you rehiring you for the show. If you know,
that's a big statement, Jayvon.
Wink, wink,
you
nudge,
I think
nudge.
You have to go to the committee on that one, the championship committee.
But I am the committee, damn it! I'm taking over everything.
What are you, Tommy Dreamer?
I'm going to take over the UK show and throw in a horrible UK accent and everything. Yes.
Sadly, I understood about half of that.
Anyway, should we move on with the review?
Yes, because we are actually limited on time tonight. If we can get this done in a half an hour, that'd be great. Because,
luckily for you.
Well, I mean, I got to get up early. I got several doctor's appointments to take people to tomorrow. So.
Word up,
Oh, Trent doesn't even want the pity rehire.
The pity rehire.
Would you please go back? All right. So for the September 9th episode of 2021, this Impact Wrestling, we start out with the Iceman Intel talking about someone 7 foot tall backstage, and you can't teach that. So that certainly did get the chat going on the watch along, wondering who that is. Now, of course, there's been lots of rumors about a certain 7 foot tall individual who is a free agent as of a few days ago.
Braun for Glory.
Braun for Glory. Yes. So
I will not Braun, but I will be seeing Buddy Matthews Saturday as well.
Oh, that's amazing. I am very jealous because
I assume the first of many times I will see him in the future.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe September 17th, 18th, and 19th.
So hopefully. Maybe part of Victory Road we'll get some promos or something. Who knows? But Buddy Strowman. You're close, Trent. Damn it. So we're thinking maybe we get like a backstage promo or something, you know. Hinting at Braun, but no, we did not get that in this episode. But we did get another, and I'm using my quote fingers here for the people on audio, 7 foot individual. He's not quite 7 feet, but he's damn tall.
Just look him as big. That. No one's gonna measure him.
Right.
Well, that's wrestling. Right.
It's you look at how they booked Andre the Giant. And they put him on a box, you know? It's like, well, why didn't Vince McMahon just get on his – no, never mind. That sounded horrible.
Whoa. Okay. Anyway,
we find out later in the episode it's Hikaleo of the Bullet Club. So he's making his Impact Wrestling debut here. Probably just, you know, he'll be in here for a little while as part of the Bullet Club party, you know, backing newly joined Chris Bay. So
Alicia, give us a little Bullet Club.
I was just going to say, I don't know who the guy is.
He's part of the new Jay White Bullet Club.
Okay. I don't know any of the Bullet Club other than the people in AEW. Well, and I don't, like, I'm not trying to be mean.
Although
the
Gorillas of Destiny, they're long term now. I'm uneducated.
I get it.
It's changed.
I feel terrible because you guys like talk about these, and I'm sure this guy's amazing. I'm really excited to see him do his stuff. But you guys talk about these people that I've never heard of, and I always feel like a dick. Because I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. And it's not to discredit them. It's just because I legit don't know who they are.
No, like, you either have to be watching a New Japan product. He was at the pay-per-view. Okay. He had a match at the pay-per-view over in California. But you're right. Like I gotta say, before that, I wasn't totally the New Japan when I was following it the most was probably when they were doing stuff with Ring of Honor and stuff because I was seeing it.
Okay, all right.
Is he gonna see you to steal a bandana?
He might. I mean, he might make a trip up here and like you know raid Casa de Jabo. We got a comment here from former member of the team Trent Zuberi saying, if we make $20 in super stickers tonight, I'll steal at least one J-Bone bandana next weekend.
And he'll wear it with this hairstyle. Disco fever, disco fever, disco fever,
yeah. Oh, Jimmy Christmas. That's great.
He looks like what was our favorite one of our favorite flying Elvises? If he had the bandana on, he would look just like him.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. So, Iceman Intel talking about a 7-footer. John Skyler versus Laredo Kid. When's the last time Laredo Kid was in Impact Wrestling? Or was this never?
Oh, no. He's definitely been here before.
Has he? Okay. I couldn't remember.
He was coming in. He started coming in when Garza Jr. and stuff was coming in. That was part of that and Phantasma and all. Like, he was part of that initial run that Conan was bringing to Impact. And he did, I think I mentioned it before, like in New York, he had a great match where the bottom rope broke and he was still doing his offense on two ropes. And I was like, dude, man, That's working with that's chicken salad right there. So good job by him. But he's done that. So it's good seeing him here. I'm hoping we see more of him because he's definitely a good talent. Because I feel like a lot of those luchadors kind of came through, and none of them really stuck around. Obviously, we had a decent run from Pentagon and Phoenix, but we're lacking. Like we have Tarus, who was one of the highest. He was ranked higher than Josh because of what he's doing in AAA and other countries. Like, he has titles. Like, he's got a ton of potential. A big fan of Tarus. Yeah. That's why I'm more, when we had the conversation, I'm more Decay 2.0, this version of Decay, because I'm a big fan of Tarus. But I want to see more and more, like, luchadors, bring them on.
Yeah. Yeah, they're certainly good. You know, we're still waiting for a Vikingo to cross
the
line.
There you go. That's a guy right there.
Yeah, but the match between John Skyler versus Laredo Kid, that was certainly a big surprise. Good quick match between these two, but certainly a good one. Laredo Kid wins
match,
with
especially for this version of BTI.
Yeah.
Because BTI matches have all been like over 10 minutes lately. This was a shorter match at about, 8, I'd say?
Yeah, it was like 10-ish minutes, give or take. Yeah. He wins with, I think it was kind of a, I'm not going to say a botched Spanish fly, but maybe you'd say a modified Spanish fly. Someone on the commentary said it looked almost more like I don't know what he'd say. I forget what they called it. I don't know if you think it looked like anything else. I'll just call it a Spanish fly for
like. Yeah, it was set up like a Spanish fly. I'm rewatching it as you're saying it right now, and I'm just seeing if I see anything. He's not straight up with him.
Yeah,
he's a little bit to the side. But then he lines up a little bit more straight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a Spanish fly.
Because it almost looks more like a modified like. Flipping spine buster almost. It's kind of crazy looking, but yeah. but still like tremendous. Maybe the
landing
looking.
Wasn't totally flat. Yeah. I give that Spanish fly. Okay. I think it's just a size difference between Laredo and Skyler that made it look a little awkward.
Oh yeah, that's it. Someone mentioned on the commentary, Fez Press. Thanks, Zach. Yeah, it was a good match. interesting. That John Skyler is still hanging around. I think he's getting signed. What do you guys think?
Maybe we need more homegrown talent, I guess you would call it. And so why not?
He would be, because he's never really been any other place to like get featured like this.
Yeah.
Besides a couple matches,
I feel like once they start featuring you like more than a couple times, like, you're looking good. You're probably in a good position there. So we'll just have to see, huh?
Yeah, it seems like he's at least around for the foreseeable future. They gave him that win over Cardona. I'm glad he's not like fluking in the wins over a bunch of different talents. but he's. He's growing. I said that last time. I wasn't a huge fan, like, the first appearance because he got that win. It's like, well, why'd he get a win? Like, why doesn't Sam Beal get a win? When's it going to be Sam's time? But
yeah,
I'm okay with where he's going now, that he hasn't been winning these matches. I think that's better long-term storytelling.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, he might be Critical Stings says PWI reported he was signed a few weeks ago. Yeah, he might be. Yeah. So I don't know if he's on the roster page.
Until Impact officially says anyone's signed, you never know. Because there's so many pay per appearance deals. Remember Brian Myers was signed for like months and no one ever knew about it. So with the whole thing, like if people are there for more than one taping, I think dirt sheets tend to go, they're signed.
Oh, well here, Eli Samuel
he did say that. I will not deny he said that.
Says he announced Impact Wrestling is going to be his new home. So, well, there you go.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, because I've been a fan of his for a while. He just kind of fell off the radar for my own personal, you know, viewing stuff a few years ago. So, yeah, I've been a fan. I'm psyched because he does bring something a little different. So we'll see. We'll see what else he brings here. But still, nonetheless, great to see
Laredo. Oh, and here's an angle if he ever came back. Did you know that Laredo Kid from Zero Cool kicked out of the One Wing Angel at last year's Triple Mania? Now, that's the thing. So does that mean two people kicked out of it? Because I feel like this got forgotten if that happened.
Yeah, but he was still beat.
Oh, you're saying the win kicked out
the
of
the win still, match. Yeah.
But I think even in matches where he beats people, like, you don't kick out of the One-Winged Angel.
Yeah, so that's what they're trying to imply, right? Is that no one's ever kicked out of the One-Winged Angel.
Well, one person.
Now you're telling me two fucking people have kicked out of it? Two?
Two?
Two? Shenanigans. I'm calling it a shenanigans.
No, you're telling me the One-Winged Angel ain't shit.
It's not
as
good.
Like, I gotta ask, that's named after the Sephiroth character from Final Fantasy VII, right? The One Wing Angel. Does anybody know the
video game? Kenny Omega?
Ding, ding. I'm thinking you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just going to nod my head yes.
That's like the most notorious one-winged angel in video game history ever, so, you know, I would hope.
I cannot speak to that. That was not my jam.
Has he ever talked about it? Like, is there a way?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Probably on that BTE show sometime.
Who's a Kenny Omega stan that can confirm this in the chat? Sound off. Let me know.
I mean,
Zero Cool saying he kicked out of it as the referee hit the three count. So maybe that's shenanigans. I don't know.
knowing the refs that are involved in stuff down there, yeah.
Probably. But still, someone kicked out of the one-way angle?
Yeah, you got to act like you're dead when that hits.
Yeah.
He did.
All right, so that's that's BTI. Fun match. And what I really love is the I just put LOL. Josh Matthews is not Laredo Kid because there was a small conversation that happened at the end of BTI. Josh Matthews said something to the effect of, "Well, how do you know I wasn't the guy underneath the mask?" And
Josh. And
John Burton and Gia Miller were both like, "We're pretty sure you're not the guy underneath the mask." Of the Laredo
Josh.
So yeah, that was pretty funny. I did laugh at that.
Of Josh, I'll say this next week as we go into the September tapings, but very rare opportunity, I believe. Josh is part of the meet and greet schedule down in Nashville. Oh, settle down, J-Bud. Are you saying John Burden and Gia Miller would have longer lines than Josh Matthews?
I think so. I just
former grand heard champion things. Josh Matthews.
Oh damn, you went there. Who booked this shit? Well, you know, I just he wouldn't have been my pick for a meet and greet, but if he's going to put on a happy face and sign some stuff, and hopefully it'll go good. Because I certainly just wonder,
is he going to be back more in front of the camera? Does that mean?
Oh, that could be.
That's random. He's been going behind the scenes, but maybe now he's coming back. Other than BTI, he's really been behind the scenes. So I'm going to pay close attention to that.
Commentary people in the past sometimes have not gotten favorable reviews. I know there was one last week we were talking about. It was either over here or over on Smash This Podcast. Someone brought up they had a meet and greet with Mark Henry.
Yes.
And it was a very
– That was during family dinner Saturday.
That's it, yeah. And they said he couldn't have been more unexcited to be there. And that's sad. Yeah. That's sad. You know, you go to meet someone that you're a fan of and they just blow you off or act like they don't want to be there. That sucks.
Just there so they don't get fined.
Or something. Who knows? But, Sammy
was not nice to Josh. Who would pay money to see Josh back?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. But I know that's like
but the that gentleman. Mean, the goat shirt's going to have to come out of the closet.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I was going to say that. I know the gentleman next to me is certainly a fan of you actually call him the goat, hey?
He is the goat. I only call him by his name. A name by any other would not be acceptable.
Just if you're going to show off the goat tattoo, I don't want to know.
No, I don't have the goat tattoo.
So the review.
Yes.
I say it's under my Killer Cross tattoo, but I definitely couldn't have bled for that one.
Jimmy Christmas. Yeah. All right. We kick off the show here with Tasha Steelz versus Rosemary with Havoc in her corner. Savannah Evans, of course, in the corner of Tasha Steelz. Let's go to our local knockout here. Alicia, what did you think of this
match? I didn't think anything because the show started for me at the end of this match. So I have no fucking clue what happened.
And this isn't the first time that's happened, right?
This happened last week where it started in the middle of the match, where this one was literally I saw one move and Rosemary got the
You saw how the spear.
So how were you watching it?
Well, she watched it from the rest after that, but YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I watched it from the app after that, but I watched it.
The one that starts at 8:30.
It didn't even start at 8:30. It started 10 minutes after.
Well, that's why you missed that. That's why you missed the beginning. So.
Yeah, it's still.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, YouTube. Impact personnel, got to get on that.
Yeah. They.
I know it's the first couple weeks, but.
Well, I know they've been consistent with the 6:30/7:30 time for for the BTI. They've been doing that pretty consistently from what I've seen, at least what I think they are doing from a half an hour after the X's TV starting time. But it looks like they really need to work on that Impact Wrestling starting. All right. Well, Bill, did you see this one, or were you busy with the?
No, I saw this live. I did see a little bit of it.
Well, you were
while
there.
I was going on, and then I did see it live as well. But no, this was because you know there the feuds going on between these teams. But like I keep saying, I can't say it enough how over the K is. I know Bonus Baby's talking about. My interaction with Rosemary. Once again, Rosemary, Moose, Eddie, they probably get my biggest reactions because they've been there so long. And I feel like I've been there the whole time they've been there. So they definitely always get my support. And for the for Rosemary in this match, once again, I think she's looking better and better in the ring. Yes. Like ever since she was in that match with Deanna and the brace came off during the match. And hasn't been on since. I think she's getting back to the top of her game. I think the stuff with Havoc's great to utilize Havoc more and more. But this one, Tasha, we all like Tasha as well from the tag team with Kiara. But now in this new format, she's heel, but she's sort of doing the stuff with that. I still don't get the stuff with our good friend Fala, but. I'm waiting to see where that goes as well, but I thought it was the right result. I know probably some people think if you want to put them right into a knockouts tag title match that maybe Tasha should have went over here, but I don't think so yet. I think maybe at some point, because I just ride the hot hand with Decay right now, and that's what they are. Now, obviously you had some after the match. We were talking about Brian Myers earlier with because the Impact on 60 was about him tonight. And you're like, well, they didn't start off with his GFW tag run with Trevor Lee. But Tasha here does a very Trevor Lee angle. If you remember this during the heyday, I think Alicia will remember this.
Yeah.
When Trevor Lee stole the title, the X Division title, was running around with it. That's what she does here. She steals the tag title belts after the match. So we'll see what happens there, but we have seen a storyline like this before in Impact Wrestling, the stealing of a belt. So they may not have come out on top, but they looked okay by stealing the belts.
Yeah.
Very underhanded.
Yeah. And they I guess say Matt Stryker and I we're both completely in sync here. Great minds think alike, because he said it right after I did. And watching this because, and I know people are going to agree with me here. Possession is 9/10 of the rule. It's true, you know? And I don't want to upset anyone and say, and new knockouts tag champions.
Oh, you know, settle down, JB.
I'm not going to go there. But I'm just saying, could happen sooner than later. I mean, Tasha wants those back.
Two-time champ.
Two-time.
There's only one other knockout on the roster that's had those belts twice.
Ooh. Fill in the blank, please.
Taylor Wilde.
Taylor Wilde. Thank you. I'm not good with knockout history going back a bit.
Well, speaking of knockouts history, Taylor Wilde, knockout tag titles. Can I just put it in right now, my request, that every New Year's Eve there should be the knockout show? It was a one-time only deal years ago, but I think that should be every New Year's Eve, a knockout-related show just on New Year's Eve.
A special. Oh, that'd be special.
That was one of my favorites. But now with the thing, and we'll talk about Mickey's segment later, but who knows? Like, there should be a Knockouts Knockdown pay-per-view this year, I would think, from Impact Wrestling, but maybe that's going to be a monthly special, maybe. Maybe November.
There you go. Yeah, that's right, Bells Boy. It's J-Bone's professional podcasting opinion. There you go.
podcasting opinion.
The PPO. That's right, Trent.
Down with PPO.
See, Trent's trying to.
Yeah, throw him a blue.
Reel me back in.
We can see Shelly Martinez again.
Oh, let's not be that hopeful, okay? Let's. Chimney Christmas. All right, so
don't forget. I knocked that.
They steal the titles, and so this is obviously going to lead to a tag title match because they got to steal them back now to rightfully get them, I guess, right? So next we got a great Violent by Design promo starting out with Rhino screaming, "Help me!"
Loving these.
Yeah, these are just great. These cinematic ones in this prison setting. This is some of the best stuff on the show, honestly. I love it. Oh, there's Joe. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Sneaking in there. Oh, God.
My promos.
Stop. He didn't say anything in this one. Just look tough. Scary. Stop it.
I'll haunt your dreams, J-Bone.
Your what? My what? Dear God. Anyways.
Get back to the review.
Back to the review. Rhino is now going to be baptized. Eric Young is trying to wash away all this negativity that's going on in Rhino's head, or stuff that's trying to reel him away from Violent by Design. So he gets baptized. I don't know. You guys think he's gonna show up next episode, bald?
I hope not.
I don't think next episode.
I think his hair will be dry.
I think it's happening.
I think it could end with his head being shaved at some point.
It's the only way he's going to get back into politics.
I guess. Whatever.
It depends. Could we have a whole new Rhino?
I think so. I think it's time for a gimmick change.
I just always get sad when a long-haired fella cuts the hair.
I know. My
R.I.P.
My ex was very sad, too. I'm kidding. Anyways.
Did you talk about Ace Austin and Fulton?
No. I might have missed a promo in
here. Oh yeah.
Basically Ace Austin feels prepared to face Christian for the Impact World title.
Oh, and then they
start. Fulton speaks and says he wants to talk to Scott. So.
Yeah, Scott.
Oh, okay. He's
like, I wasn't busy. I was only on my microphone with the button pressed down.
Oh,
but I got time for you.
Yeah, that was funny. And this starts the planning of the 5-on-5 for the main event next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Scott is all excited and thanks, you know, Ace for helping put this together. And he's like, wait, what?
Yep. So, y'all flip around.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Reverse psychology. All right, well. That would move us on to, what is that, Bunkhouse match?
Bunkhouse Brawl.
The Bunkhouse Brawl. This was a lot of fun. This didn't get quite as violent as I wanted it to, but, I mean, not everybody can, you know, bleed buckets of blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Right?
Nobody.
Nobody. Swan versus Carl Anderson. Bill, what'd you think of this one?
Oh, I thought that this was good because, and I don't know if there's any verification yet still, but on the throwback, we watched the first Bunkhouse Brawl with Dusty Rhodes. And I don't know if there's one in between. It feels like it could have went like 2003-4-ish to 21. I don't think there was a bunkhouse brawl anywhere in between. So what not common. It's pretty much a hardcore, like almost like a weapons match, but it's not. So it's like an extreme match, but
only just kind of extreme.
Yeah, it's like there's no real DQs. They have weapons that so are legal.
Complicated.
Yeah, but it's a great question, honestly. Like it just feels like that was before ECW and all, a hardcore match was almost that's what it was. Like a Terry Funk style match, but then Terry Funk brought that to everyday ECW. So it no longer was like a bunkhouse brawl, it was just an ECW match. So very similar. They did put the big boards in there, which I was like, when they came out with like two big pieces of plywood, I'm like, well, I haven't seen that before. Because I'm like, how am I going to see anything here? Because you don't usually see something that big going to the ring that's put into a corner. I did see pieces of like a steel cage used like that. Let's throw
a
cage.
Piece of a steel cage?
Yeah. Like instead of putting the cage around the ring, let's get two pieces of it and put it on the sides for people to just use it as a weapon to throw them into. So I have seen that before. That was the closest to this.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just like when they throw like a guardrail in the ring, because why not?
Well, yeah, it was fun. I laughed because it's like, well, why are they going to do this? Because we can't see Bill in the corner.
You know?
It completely blocks the view.
Violet. It's extreme, but more country.
Right, because there was like
and
ropes out there.
And roll.
No, definitely more country. you know, they stuck those big old barn doors out there. That's what they were. They were barn doors.
And Violet, yes, I had a great time. Obviously, I do have an affinity towards these style matches from my youth in the ECW days. So having that stuff right in front of you is always a good time.
Yeah.
That's probably why I go to the deathmatch stuff I go to today. Well, that's a whole nother thing.
When Rich Swann was really giving it to Gallows right in front of you, Bill, that was hilarious. Bill looked like he was a kid in a candy store. He was all just jumping up and down. It was hilarious. I was like, look at a smile on Bill's face. He looks like he just like somebody just gave him a whole pie to eat, you know? It was
like just because Zero Cool said this. It was more of a softcore match instead of a real hardcore match.
Well, yeah, it wasn't
For TV, like with how violent stuff can get today. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good.
It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, with what they did.
It's not compared to what like Cage of Death, as Rob says here. It's not those, but that's not what they're going for. Because honestly, they don't really want that on TV. I know with Nick Gage showing up on TV and stuff, it's getting a little bit more commonplace, but I still find it hard to believe it will get that hardcore for a casual audience.
I guess they don't have to worry about getting banned off of Twitch anymore, hey?
Twitch. Hold on.
Rip Twitch.
Twitch, you had a good run. It's now time to light one out for you.
Oh, he's pouring one out there.
Been a good run.
He's got the little
not for
bottle
us, though.
Of
he and I love Twitch.
Right? We did.
If it was up to me, I may have a Twitch background. That's how much I love Twitch.
Oh, there you go. Carl Anderson gets the win here. Gun stun off the table. Looked pretty wicked. And then, of course, Gallows celebrating in the ring, screaming, "Hey, Willie Mack, bet you enjoyed that from your hospital bed." And so I was expecting a run-in after that, but we didn't get one because that would have been perfect right there.
They're just building up to it.
Yeah. So, either at Victory Road, Willie Mack's going to make a comeback or right before it, maybe at the go-home show, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, Zach puts in here that I liked having it right in front of me. And I don't know why that's just extra funny to me today because I watched the Seinfeld It episode last night. My guess is Zach may have as well.
Okay.
Oh, man. Gia Miller, in a little interview segment.
That's all I get for Gia Miller? I get no pomp and circumstance from you, J-Bo?
Oh, you mean, woo, by God, me, Gia Miller.
There you go. That's better.
Interviewing hardcore country. Okay, no, I suppose I gotta, like, you know, go over to top with this one. Hardcore country. All right. How's that? Is that better?
I feel like you gotta go hardcore country. My jabs.
My what?
Taking my jabs. Like, you have to have that kind of twang. Taking our jabs.
Okay, I got no twang, but anyways, interviewing.
You got kinda.
Mickey J. Yeah, apparently. Ow. Just digging in.
Oh, hell? I thought the Oreo was going to put the sleeper hold on you right there.
Yeah, it's the perfect choke. Anyways, it's going downhill quick. So basically, saying that she's coming after Deonna Purrazzo because now it's personal. Alicia, what did you think of this? What do you think of this whole thing building up between Mickey James and the Knockouts champion Deonna Purrazzo?
I think it's good. It's good to see Mickey James back doing her thing, getting her time to shine. Her versus Deonna is like that really good example of a newer generation versus veteran. And I think they're doing it well. So kudos. I like it.
Yeah, certainly building to the big show coming up in a month or so or whenever it is. Then we got the Drama King, Ray Walt there, saying that he wants a match next week. So, maybe if Scott D'Amore's feeling generous, maybe he'll get the BTI match of the week, maybe. What do you think?
Maybe.
He seems pretty serious. He seems a little disturbed. I mean, that painting, you know, Alicia, you were talking about painting earlier, but this painting that he was doing was all just kind of
painting his emotions, and they're all very dark.
Something. Yeah, very,
you know what?
Disturbed looking.
Tortured artist.
The Drama King, since we're talking about him now, that is a piece of news because he felt the need to bring to everyone's attention that he's not signed. The Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
Well, he's doing a few different things. He's also in New Japan.
New Japan stuff.
Name Matt Morris.
Yeah.
And so, that's interesting.
Is he doing the Johnny John Morrison?
Johnny Impact.
Johnny Mundo. Johnny Nitro.
Johnny Gimmick Name.
Whatever, you know.
I don't know. I mean, so far I've only seen him in Impact and New Japan. I don't know if he's popping up anywhere else.
He is booked for an indie, and I'll see if he's still there. Well, and it's because it was on the same date as the Impact tapings, so I'm not sure if he's still scheduled on the 18th. Oh. He's scheduled for a show in Philly.
Oh, I was gonna say he's been doing a lot of Zello Pro because he's out of Chicago.
He is a Chicago guy, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not like, you know, he's still very new to a lot of Impact Wrestling fans' eyes. I don't care if he goes this place, that place, or whatever. He's a free agent. He's looking to make some money. It's fine. If it's per appearance and it's not some big multi-year contract, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, look how long TJP's been here on a per appearance deal.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't care. As long as he's not stinking up the joint, he can do whatever. You know? Gia Miller done it again with Josh Alexander talking about facing Saban. And then Christian Cage kind of interrupts and asks Josh Alexander to join him on Team Christian Cage for the main event next week. So both teams are starting to come together here. We got Rohit Raju in a quick promo here talking about that Chelsea Green really wanted that jumping knee.
They've been going at it on Twitter too, him and Cardona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I haven't gone on Twitter too much lately. I've been missing a lot of those conversations. But it is funny. It is funny. It's certainly keeping the feud going. Alicia, what do you think about Chelsea Green being involved in this? Do you think that's good for her, or do you think it's awkward? Or
I mean, it's whatever. I feel like she's a pointless aspect to this particular storyline. I get why they're doing it, but I feel like they could be doing bigger things with her. I know she is still working through an injured arm, so it makes sense that they're not. She still got the cast on, right?
She's like wrestling all over the place. So it's like, all right, are you injured? Are you not? What's going on?
It's in a situation where if it's just in a brace because it's trying to be protected, then whatever. But I don't know. I didn't know she was in. I'm not paying attention to too much going outside of Impact right now. So I really couldn't tell you my ass from a hole in the ground as far as what's going on. But either way, it's like we have her back, and I'd kind of like to see her, you know, in a kind of bigger situation. And maybe once the Mickey James Deonna thing is done, we can start maybe winding her in because she's been back for a little while. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Whatever she wants to do, you know, she's hanging with Zach. She could be a valet. She can get physical once in a while, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like that classic 80s song. Never mind. Chris Bay versus David Finley.
Show some respect to Olivia Newton-John, J-Lo.
I grew up on that. That's what I was trying to do. Bill, talk about this match.
Not getting physical?
I missed this match. Sorry.
Chris Bay versus David Finley.
Yeah, good match. Obviously, two guys really at the top right now of their game. Chris Bay getting that Bullet Club, too sweet push. Might have to get that Finesse Club t-shirt because he's doing a rare. He says he doesn't really do meet and greets anymore, Chris Bay, I saw. And he's doing one at Nashville. So I said, better have that t-shirt there, Finesse Club. I'm in. But once again, this is where we get the Iceman intel coming out. The big man from the Bull Club at the end of this. But we get Juice. We get all kinds of shenanigans in this. And Juice looking worse for wear. And now that he's appeared, because he got taken out on Impact, I think he also got taken out by the leg on New Japan TV as well. So he got like double leg takeouts on both shows.
He's having a rough month.
He's having a rough month. The juice is not loose. But Chris Bay looking again like a star here. I think that was the right move to have him be the Bullet Club of Impact. Now I almost brought this up in news, but it's a stretch, but not as due to these relationships with AEW and New Japan, it really isn't anymore, but they have been announcing more and more talent. First for the September show in Texas. They haven't announced much for the October show in Philly yet that New Japan's doing. But there's like Ishii. There's all these guys that are our favorite. One of our favorite guys that was just here, Phantasmo. He's going to be on that show in September in Texas. Does that mean we might get El Phantasmo back at these tapings? Maybe. I think the Bullet Club stuff could get real interesting. The Bone Soldier coming back.
Oh, it needs to happen. I think
there's a lot of potential for the Bullet Club. Like, we got the start of it here. We got another member showing up in this match. Could we get, like, a full Bullet Club match? Because remember, in that preview for Bound for Glory, it throws up the Bullet Club logo. You don't think they do that for just one guy. Could we get Jay White, Chris Bay? Could we get the Bone Soldier? Could we get, who knows, could we get Guerrillas of Destiny? Could they all show up in Vegas? It's possible.
Oh, it's gotta happen. because it started at Resurgence, you know?
It did. It started at Resurgence, and it's been they've been doing a good job of linking them all together. Now, I'm not sure how many of our audience here is watching everything on there. Like if they're watching like New Japan World and seeing all the strong stuff, but obviously with Josh, TJP, these like Chris Bay is going to be on these shows that they're doing too. So I would. All right, Guillermo, the real bone soldier. I like it.
Nice. I love it. I'm the real.
You really bone should soldier. Get a bone soldier T-shirt there, J-Bone.
Oh, I was a big fan of his when he was doing this stuff a few years ago in the
the X Division.
Yeah,
he was that awesome.
That was amazing. I was.
And remember, he did come back once as a Bone Soldier for Bound for Glory.
He did. He did.
He came up to Canada.
And I was really hoping that he'd stick around, but it is what it is. But now we got the real. You know, relationship, it's back, and it's good to see. It's good to see. So, and we're going to see even more over the next few months. It's good stuff. But, yeah, great match between David Finlay and Chris Bay. Yeah. We get the, like you said, we got
distraction,
yeah. We got a Hikuleo coming in.
Juice caused this. So, Finlay gets the win. Like, they traded wins now.
Yeah.
So Finlay technically gets the win here, but then he gets the beat down afterwards.
He does. We get the debut of the 7-footer. Almost 7-footer. well, I mean, Chris.
I'm not telling him he's not 7, but he's well,
right. Yeah. It's like, you know, I've seen guys like Madman Fulton walk past me. when you're my height, damn. Yeah, they look like they're 7 feet. They're just monsters. So, but yeah, good stuff here. It's continuing the story. Then we got Scott D'Amore sitting at a table in his office with Josh Alexander and Chris Sabin for the contract signing for the Impact X Division, almost said World, X Division Championship. And expecting a lot of respect out of both of them, you know, saying that no matter what happens, you know, Chris Sabin is, you know, would be absolute welcomed because he is the greatest. He keeps getting called the greatest X Division champion of all time because he's had the most titles. But Josh Alexander always bring up the fact that it's like, well, yeah, you've been champ that many times, but you also lost it that many times. So that's always a little jab. You know, you could say that about Ric Flair. You could say about that about any of those guys.
But these were in an era where the long title reign wasn't like there was a time years ago where long title reigns were a thing.
Oh,
then
it
wasn't. Now it kind of is again. It's tough to really look at that. Like, either I give credit to either a long or multiple. I think the whole putting together number of days as champion, that might be the one that's probably the most meaningful. Because that means you're the top guy, Gail, in that division when a company looks at you.
Yeah.
If it's through 10 title runs or if it's through one real long one.
Right. But then the funny thing about this is after they sign – they shake hands, but then Christian Cage runs into Sabin. And, well, there's Coach. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
How you doing? I want to be tagging with Scott D'Amore in Tennessee Saturday. Team Canada 2.0.
You mean you're going to be tagging with Josh Alexander?
Josh Alexander. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not suffering from a little CTE, are you? There, you okay? You ready for this?
I had a busy day. Let me get back to work. See you later. Bye bye.
Get the headset back on, Coach. Damn. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen, Coach D'Amore. So Christian Cage runs into Sabin and asks him to join Team Christian Cage. Now, this is getting more and more interesting because now we have to see if Chris Sabin and Josh Alexander can work together next week out of respect for Christian Cage. Alicia, what do you think is going to happen here?
I have no idea. I'm just excited to see you.
The good guys can usually pull it together.
Yeah, but
I didn't watch. I think it was like last week when I was on. I didn't watch it, so I don't really know what the fuck they're doing with the storyline.
It's getting a bunch of people involved in the main events.
As Scott said earlier, Attitude Era style, Christian.
The 10-man tag, okay.
Yeah, 10-man tag, Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a match.
Holla, holla! Oh wait, that's
a lot of meat.
That's a little after Attitude Era, the holla holla stuff.
Settle down.
So yeah, it'll be funny. So both teams, like I said, they're coming together here. Now we got one of the most fun segments of the night. Swinger's Palace is back, folks. And TJP, Falaba, and No Way, what was it, show up only to get kicked out because they're getting sassy with everyone. And Alicia is not asleep. She is awake.
My eyes are open. Thank you very much.
She is blinking.
I'm just reading your fucking comments, ass.
She is awake. There you go.
Well, hey, the end of this segment's going to keep you awake at night.
Yes. Yeah, it was terrifying. Terrifying. So, Alicia, what happened at the end of the segment? If you blinked, you missed it, but it was very significant.
Sue Young's bridesmaids.
Yeah, they show up, and they seem to be peeking around the corner at the Swingerellas.
Are we gonna get like undead bridesmaids swingerettes?
Oh, not my swingerellas.
There is a significant one they might be going after.
Well, Alicia?
Undead Mrs. Edwards.
She's hardcore.
Well, I feel like I can't really say much because then we see her later, and I don't know if that's what they're going to do.
Well, yeah, she would certainly put up a fight, but, I mean, we're dealing with...
Isn't there, like, two other ones? What's up with them? Are they wrestlers? What's up with them?
Well, I have to go into the car to grab something, but when I was last in Nashville, I went to an indie show, and Kevin Martin was working the show as the ring announcer. And one of them is an indie wrestler that I saw in action that night. Goes by the name, I want to make sure I get it right, of Riley Rocket. And she's the one in this one that I guess is third to the right in this segment.
Okay. So she's got some in-ring experience. I mean, if you're gonna Brandy wasn't in this episode, but she's the one that got attacked and changed or evolved or possessed, whatever you want to say, last week. So if you're gonna pick some significant names to really get people talking, I think Alicia Edwards would be the one to do. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. But just the fact that they were there in Swinger's Palace looking at the Swingerellas, you know, there's going to be some shenanigans. There's going to be some soul stealing coming
soon. There could be, because there's how many Swingerellas, including Alicia, there's four, right?
Four. Three original.
We're missing one tonight.
Who are we? Who are we missing? Yeah. Which one?
Might have been just two tonight.
Yeah, Alicia. Well, there was three, but normally there's four. Alicia and the three unnamed.
Well, I think there were three, but one was standing a little farther from the rest, so just may have been missed.
I didn't see her at all, and I was looking. Maybe I just missed her.
Because there's the one with the... There's the... And I feel bad, because there's the one that I just gave you the name of, There's the one with the tattoos.
Yeah.
And then there's the one with a little more curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
I need the swingman to start giving me names here. Like, he's got to start calling, like, Swingerella number one, get over here.
You number them. It's terrible.
Time to give the man at the table, John Capital E period Bravo, a drink. He was there too. We can't forget about him. So, yeah.
the one Hernan, you couldn't see.
Hernan Daddy is. So, dear God.
You can't see her.
That's a wonderful. Thank you. So yeah, they get kicked out. Su Yung and the undead Kimberly are peeking around the corner. It's a fun segment. So it looks like we're going to be getting a Hernan Daddy match versus No Way soon.
Okay. Yes,
cool. I'm telling you. I was taking a quick look on the old Twitter. Have they announced a lot of the card for next week or not? They usually do it by like tomorrow morning, like the BTI match and all that. But
they'll throw the cards up a little preview.
But I think this will be fun how this plays out, this Swingers Palace stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it usually is. It's just cool that Johnny Swinger is still getting used in some way. It's fun.
I need stuff. The Swingman. Swingman made the top 500.
Are you serious? No way. Oh, that's awesome.
I think he was in the 400 and somethings, but hey, well, Swingman.
He's top 500 is all good. Right.
Oh, and you know what? Someone pointed this out because, and it's not really Impact, but I know Alicia's a fan. I think you're a fan too, J-Bone, because they are doing the women's 150, I think, in another month or so is still the time frame. And somebody that's been in it every year is at risk of not being in it because they haven't competed because they're in Canada. And that's Lufista.
Yeah.
So if someone can get Lufista matches. She needs 10 matches in like a month for someone to sign her up. That might be our buddies down south that can make that happen faster than anybody else. But it'd be great to see if she can qualify to get in there for every year again.
Well, I saw her popping in some podcast of Ring of Honors recently. So that was
interesting. There you go. There's another one.
Yeah, they're restructuring their whole women's division too. And those.
Man, they signed at least one. Well, both the signings they announced. That Miranda Alice and Roxy. I know Miranda Alice was on some of the one night onlys with Booker T School, and Roxy, yes. Deanna even said that's somebody to sign.
Yeah.
They missed out on it.
She's only 19. They're quite very the prodigy young. Out here. Yeah.
That's her nickname, the prodigy.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She's not a fire starter.
And there's one that looks like Abaddon that's new to that roster too, that just got announced.
Maxie Impaler.
Yes, she just got signed too.
She got signed as well. So
I saw that today on.
Maybe they will take that division seriously finally because there's one person behind it, J-Bone. Miss Maria Canales.
Yeah, I heard she's been like the, I don't know if you'd say like the booker, but she's certainly part of it or whatever.
I've always been a fan of Maria as well, so I like what they're doing there. Good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got a good head on her shoulders. So, all right. What's over Swingers Palace? Then we got Macklin versus Petey. This was kind of wonky. Good match. I mean, I like what they're doing with Macklin. I know not everyone on this panel is a fan of Macklin, but that's okay. that's what makes the show unique. And then it gets interrupted by a conga line. It distracts Petey Williams. And this is how he loses the match because of the conga line.
Including revenge for the chair that Petey saved TJP with.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. So, yeah, it's TJP, No Way, and Falaba. So, that's great, Zach. Thank you. Yes. So Swinger's Palace was built on sweat, tears, and salt. All right,
I'm doing. Wyatt's melting.
I'm just gonna nod my head on that one.
Sami Callihan.
Can't yes.
Believe anything,
Sammy. Sorry, I heard a ding in my ears.
Ding, and it wasn't Scott Hudson.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Rarely.
It's rarely Scott Hudson. I mean, sometimes it is. Yikes.
Do you want to talk about the Macklin PD?
Well, yeah, Macklin, and I know I'm a big PD guy, so I don't like Macklin being disrespectful to the legend known as Little Petey Pump. But I think they're building Macklin the right way.
He's taking care of that.
He's a badass. He's coming in. He's destroying stuff. And through the distraction, it's not making like Petey or TJP look bad because there's extenuating circumstances on why they're losing. But I know you believe that Macklin is going to get some others at some point as part of Lehinka's going to be the solo guy. Because that would probably make more sense because I'm not sure the end game for Macklin right now. Like, he just keeps beating people till when and to who. Where does this go into? I'm not sure after PD, TJP, where his next feud lies yet. They put him in the X division, so that could lean into Josh Alexander. Eventually. But I don't know if he's coming out of Josh Alexander unscathed.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. We'll see. But yeah, that'll happen sooner rather than later, I think. I'm thinking Bound for Glory, but maybe it's too soon for that. We'll see. And then on to the main event here, Moose versus Eddie Edwards. Morrissey out there with Moose. I'm still getting used to this one, this pairing, but I like it. I like it. I know a lot of people want to see Moose in a different setting as far as, you know, up on top with where the title is, but it puts Morrissey with a significant person from the roster, and it still keeps Moose busy. So I'm not sure where they're going with this, but I'm okay with it. What do you guys think about this?
Bill, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, for this one here, so with the whole Moose and Morrissey thing, I think that's I like that. I think they're good together. I like the big guys as like a team. It's very similar. I think we talked about it briefly on maybe the family dinner or something, but it's reminiscent of Moose and Killer Cross when they were teaming together briefly.
Yeah.
And they could have done more with it. Morrissey, I know he's got the whole no friends, nothing like that. And Moose is kind of the same way at this point. He doesn't really have any friends either. But two big monsters there, because that is the one thing Impact does have, like, really good right now. They got a lot of big guys when you put in the Doorings and the Madmans, and they just got a lot of big guys, a bunch of 6'8" and above guys that are big, that are guys that are very intimidating on the roster. Yeah. So I think that's a good thing. And you know me, I'm the biggest proponent of Moose in the main event that there is. But I get it. It's like that there was the whole storyline where he lost to Kenny, shenanigans galore with the Young Bucks and all that, Generation Me. But so he had to go into a separate storyline. And when he first got put with Saban, I wasn't getting it. Like, initially, like, they brought up that angle from like way back with the shoe and stuff. I'm like, okay. But it produced great matches between Saban and Moose. So I think the same thing's different, like, because I've really liked Morrissey. I told you I thought he could be world champion sooner rather than later. So I look at these guys as still a very high storyline, no matter what they're doing. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, it keeps Moose relevant, and it's you put Morrissey with a guy like Moose, it's certainly a step up for him. Yeah. Alicia, what do you think?
I'm not really sure. What do I think? Anything, really. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'm undetermined there, I'll say that.
Yeah, to be determined, yeah. To be announced, whatever. Good match, though. Moose gets the win here against Eddie Edwards. This feud has been on and off for a few years now.
Yeah.
Well, they always bring it, those guys. And like I said during their reaction when I got there for that one, it's tough for me not to root for Eddie Edwards. Like, during his entrance, I've always root for Eddie Edwards. But during a match, I got to pick a side.
Bill does his hardest to sing the loudest in the crowd.
Yes. it felt bad because I'm now so used to doing it at Impact. I was at WrestlePro when Eddie was on Friday, and so he comes out to a song. I'm singing along. I'm the only one there singing it. They're like, that guy's probably crazy.
What a mark!
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
Though. Shoot.
And Christian's whole team consists of people who are... rivaling with each other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Canadian.
Because, like, I was like, oh, everything, like, one by one. I'm like, oh, yeah, this sounds like a great, solid team. And then I'm remembering, like, Chris Sabin and Josh Alexander have beef. Obviously, Eddie and
he wants Callahan. The best wrestlers. He doesn't care about what they might have issues with.
I understand wanting the best wrestlers. So we're going to pull the mic up close for this one. Let me break it down for you. But when all the best wrestlers don't like each other, it never works out and will backfire on the main guy.
Usually. Now, we kind of have that going with both because there was this segment right after this with Ace getting Moose and Morrissey on his team.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of conflicting.
But are Moose and Morrissey beefing?
They're not right now, but they both hate everybody. So,
I feel like everyone on the Impact team hates everybody.
So. Yeah, because you remember Moose, like, he's like, Rich, I hate you, but I'll work with you tonight. And he works with him during the match, but then remember, they walk out, like, the match is over, they go backstage, and boom.
He literally killed him. Yeah.
But that's kind of what it is. Yeah. Like, Moose is just making enemies left and right. Morrissey makes enemies of everybody. Yes. But you're right. Like, on the other team, you have Sammy Callahan and Eddie. Is there more beef than those two guys have?
I mean, well, yeah, but Sammy's face now, so I feel like he's changed.
He's safer now. He's Sammy Callahan.
He's a different person.
He's Sammy freaking Callahan, he's...
I don't know. I think it's all going to end, and Sammy's going to go to us and... He's just gonna say,
"We will never be friends."
Just gonna drink all our beer and pour the foam on our heads.
What a bull crap!
Yeah, that too.
Well, I guess that wraps it up then, huh?
We are not going 3 hours tonight. We absolutely are.
We're not even going 2 hours tonight, guys.
No. I was trying to wrap this up in an hour and a half. An hour would have been great, but it is what it is.
Wishful thinking.
Right? We can always improve.
We're chatty cats.
We are. Yeah, we are. The hen house is clucking. It's the what?
The hen house is clucking.
What, the cluck?
What? Cluck. Oh, anyway. Settle down, JV.
Yeah. We gotta try to stay a little hype. So, yeah.
Well, because this review show went pretty quickly for the review show. I know Trent sounds like a little eager beaver. He might want to do a little After Dark. So I may be willing to do After Dark with him.
Oh,
so if you stay tuned for the Patreons, there might be a little After Dark coming your way. So a nice
Scott. So normally I would be all over that, but tonight, unfortunately, the bone cannot. I got stuff I got to do. So, yeah, stay tuned. The Patreon, stay tuned for that. Looks like there's an After Dark coming. probably within a half an hour of the show ending.
And that's a reason to, if you can do it, no pressure. The Patreon's out there at patreon.com/WeTalkImpact with all that extra content, Impact related, and other things. We go all over. You think we go off the rails on the normal show? On Patreon, we really go off the rails. So,
oh yeah,
look into it.
There you go. Three different tiers you can sign up. It all helps the show grow. Oh yeah, we certainly do appreciate our Patreons. And let's talk about where we can find you guys. Bill, where can they find you?
They can find me mainly on the Twitter at my name, William M. Gardner, Gardner.
There we go. Ooh, and Alicia,
near you.
You can find me on the moon under the handle Alicia Bikaki.
That's pretty high. That's...
Not as high as me.
Oh, I do. You know what? There was a question I didn't answer earlier, so uh-oh. I want to make sure I do answer it before we leave. Okay, my Lakers. He asked me a question. He said,
"Going
back into it." So I will see him. It looks like Saturday at that PPW show.
Nice.
I will see. I will be there for sure.
Have fun.
So, but he wanted to know about my buddy Dave, if he'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Tentative, maybe. Sadly, Dave had a health issue and was in the hospital. He's getting out tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. If not, I might take Dave's son with me. Who knows? Could be somebody else there. But, yeah, hopefully Dave can make it there. But if not, then you go, Lakers. I will see you there.
So, there you go. Well, give Dave a hug. Hope he's all, you know, always it always says high fives and hugs. So hopefully he's feeling better. To give him some love from the fam. So yeah, you can find me over in that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast, where we're smashing all things wrestling. Majority of the content, honestly, lately is something having to do with AEW related, but that's about all I have time to cover over there. But well, you know, I cover news and some other stuff once in a while. If there's a, you know, ton of releases or something, we'll throw some other stuff in there. You can find me on Twitter at jbone5150. That's jaybone 5150. Thanks for the $1.99 tip there, Zach. He calls me the king of wishful thinking. Isn't that a song? King of wishful thinking. Probably not maybe even close to the melody there. But
I love that you just made that up.
Yeah, it's
yeah, that song.
Yeah, that one's...
Is that like Metallica's King Nothing, but wishful thinking?
No, not even. No, this is more of like a pop song. It's like Sting or something. But anyways.
Gordy.
Who?
Isn't Sting's real name Gordon?
No, that's another guy. Anyways, you can find this show on the YouTube and Twitch and audio all over the place. Google, Spotify, iTunes.
Oh, you know what? Everyone's saying it from Pretty Woman, J-Bone.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Look at J-Bone quoting lyrics from Pretty Woman.
I've seen it a few times.
Sounds like you've seen it more than a few times. It's certain parts of it a few times.
It's well, you know, it's fun. I'm not gonna say
Richard Gere aficionado.
That sounds horrible. No, because he's associated with all sorts of other shenanigans. Yeah. Oh God, there it goes. Oh, that's gonna haunt me now. Fucking A. Anyways, jump into Discord. That link is absolutely, I know that's in the description. And that keeps growing as well. Great discussion. And it's not just Impact Wrestling. I mean, there's the treehouse is for the Patreons in there, but there's also other stuff that people could, you know, miscellaneous music, sports, other stuff. People always jump into different topics and discussing things. It's a great, if you want to get rid of the negativity of like Facebook and Twitter, the TNI Discord is the way to go. So go jump in there, go make some friends, and become part of the family. There you go. Am I forgetting anything else?
When you're here, you're family.
Nope, we're pretty much done.
It's when you're here, it's pasta mania. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Much love, everyone. We'll see you Sunday. No, well, Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. We'll see. We might be changing up some times for the family dinner. It might be because we did the last one on Saturday, and that actually went really well. Well, it was because of that little pay-per-view from that other company. That actually went really good. we'll see. We'll let our patrons know what we decide for this weekend. We'll see what happens. But nonetheless, there's that, and then there's Tuesday is the throwback, and that's when I so lovingly let Trent back in and host that one, and then we get Truck, we get Mark in here when we can. I know they're both really busy with the family, with school stuff and all sorts of other things happening in life. So, but that's the schedule. And of course, like today, you got the watch along, the live reaction that I did solo for most of it, but hey, you know, we do what we can. Bill jumped in at the end. I was most appreciative of that. And then the review, like we got tonight. So that's the schedule, folks. Much love, everyone. We'll see you down the road real soon. Where the hell
is... For Patreons, we'll see you in minutes, probably.
There you go. Yeah.
If I'm going, I'm going soon.
There you go. Bill will set that up soon, but Trent, you'll see him real soon. I'll see you down the road this weekend sometime doing whatever. Good night. Much love.
You got hair on your booty cheeks?
Oh! Oh.